But right now from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher joins us. Hello, Andrew.
Hello, Andrew. How are you?
Great. How are you feeling about the Taylor album? No, don't even answer that. Don't even answer that.
No, let's go straight past
exactly.
That.
Yes. US results. The results season continues and there's two games in town.
So, look, we've had a day off. Actually seems to, in New Zealand, turn to 4 days off, doesn't it, for lots of the country. But, look, there's still plenty going on of import overseas. We're in the middle of the first quarter earnings season in the US, as ever. It's the subject of intense sort of inspection. Yeah, and I sort of think there's two games in town, because what you've got is you've got people looking at the results of the Magnificent Seven, these big mega-cap companies, people like Tesla, Microsoft, and then there's the rest. And I'm looking to see whether or not the Mag 7 results sort of meet what are fairly lofty expectations. But at the same time, we need to see whether those other 493 companies in the S&P 500 can actually start to put runs on the board. And we want to see how much they can sort of pick up the slack if, in fact, the Magnificent 7 don't hit those lofty expectations. Now, in the next 24 hours, we're going to see Google, that's Alphabet, and Microsoft. But we do have the results from Tesla. And as you said, yes, the share price has received a bit of a shot in the arm, which it badly needed, because it's been a bit of a rough start so far in 2024 for Tesla. Share price has been under a fair bit of pressure. But people that love all things Tesla will be pleased to know, especially if you're a shareholder, the share price up 15% this week. And this is despite, in this result, Tesla actually missing expectations around its revenue and earnings per share outcomes. It actually had a 9% drop in revenue, which is the steepest fall in revenue since 2012. But what the market loves, Andrew, it loves the story of Tesla. And Musk is sort of keeping that fire burning. He's announced that there's potentially earlier than expected start to production of these new affordable EV models from Tesla. That could start as soon as early 2025. But he's also out there spruiking the sort of self-driving capabilities and the investments they've made in artificial intelligence infrastructure. And these are the foundations for robo-taxis. So he's sort of saying, well, it's all looking good there. So it's all about the story, and it's gone pretty well.
Robo-taxis, that's a horror film scenario, is it not?
Yeah, I reckon. Yeah.
Meta, a lot of talk about Facebook. What about Meta in the results season?
Yeah, this is weird. This is because not as positive a story here for shareholders, because the share price has been knocked about overnight. It's down about 11%, which is a big move for a very large company. But look at it in context. It was up 10% in January. It was up 25% in February. So year to date, it's still strong. And the market's sort of digesting and voting on the fact, as far as the share price is concerned, the fact that Meta plans to spend billions more dollars on artificial intelligence. It really is the big story in town. Mark Zuckerberg saying that Meta is well placed to become the leading AI company in the world, so a bigger lift than expected in CapEx. But the result itself was actually pretty good. It did meet expectations. The market is ignoring that at the moment, and it's focusing on these spending plans and the fact they're just going to pour more and more money into AI.
So we're concerned about inflation. Let's talk about inflation worldwide, because I know figures are coming soon from Australia, from the United States of America. What are you seeing?
Yeah, so look, Andrew, inflation is a global problem. The weird thing, or the surprising thing that most people would learn, is that inflation is sort of quite well correlated around the globe. So New Zealand's part of a sort of bigger macro global inflation picture. So what's happening elsewhere does matter. Now, we've got an important inflation release tonight in the US. It's what's called personal consumption inflation. That's the Federal Reserve preferred measure. It is a market mover. We did get an update on inflation from Australia on Wednesday before the Anzac Day holiday. And it was hotter than expected. So headline 1% for the quarter, for the first quarter. Now, at the last quarter of last year, they were running at 0.6. So inflation has lifted. The market was expecting 0.8. The market over there also tends to focus on what is a smooth measure of inflation. It was up 1% and 4% for the quarter and year respectively. Their labour market is also stronger than expected. So if you're trying to get inflation under control here in New Zealand, these stronger inflation prints globally are sort of worthy of taking notice of, because it suggests there's bigger trends going on around the world. And you've got to ask the question about the ability of the RBNZ to get inflation down in the time frame stated by them. So, yeah, so we will look for our further inflation numbers with a great deal of interest.
And I thank you so much, Andrew. Have you got the numbers for us?
I sure do. So overnight, the US market under a bit of pressure. They had a weaker growth print as well overnight. So the Dow Jones down 346 points at the moment, 38,114. That's about 0.9%. The S&P 500 down just under 0.5%, 5048. The Nasdaq 15,623. It has also lost about 0.5%. The FTSE 100 was up almost 0.5% overnight, 8078. The Nikkei fell just over 2%, so a big fall there, 37628. Shanghai Composite up 8,3052. The ASX 200, these are numbers from Wednesday, 7683. That was down 0.5%. The NZX 50, very strong, 11,946, gained over 1%. One Kiwi dollar, 0.5949 against the US, 0.9127 Aussie, 0.5544 euro, 0.4754 pounds, 92.54 against the yen. Gold is trading at $2,332 and Brent crude, $88.39.
Good man, Andrew Kelleher from JMI Wealth.